Mariah Carey is bringing her holiday show to Toronto. Beyonce confirms a Renaissance 2023 tour, and pressure mounts on Adidas to cut ties with Ye. It's Monday, October 24th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Mariah Carey is coming to Toronto to celebrate the holidays. The pop superstar announced on Monday that she will present Merry Christmas to All at Scotiabank Arena on December 11th. Come celebrate Christmas with me this December, Carey tweeted. Little excited to be back on stage and get festive with everybody. The only other performance will be two nights later at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Tickets go on sale to the general public on October 28th at 10 a.m. Fans will also be able to buy an exclusive t-shirt and a copy of Carey's forthcoming book, The Christmas Princess. In November 2016, thousands of people braved the cold to see Carey belt out her holiday classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You, outside the Hudson Bay Company Saks Fifth Avenue store in downtown Toronto. Carey, who filmed her 2001 flick Glitter in Toronto, last performed in the city on March 2019 as part of her Caution World Tour. Beyonce fans got confirmation on Saturday that she is going on tour next year. At the 5th Annual Wearable Art Gallery in Santa Monica, one of the auction items was a VIP package to a concert on Beyonce's Renaissance 2023 tour. Beyonce's husband Jay-Z and daughter Blue Ivy attended the event, which was founded by her mother, Tina Knowles Lawson. Last month, Page Six reported that Queen Bee is planning to do a stadium tour next summer. An official announcement can be expected in the coming weeks, the report claimed. Beyonce hasn't performed in Canada since the On the Run 2 tour with her husband Jay-Z when it came to Vancouver in October 2018, and she hasn't done solo concerts north of the border since 2016's formation stopped in Edmonton and Toronto. Renaissance, which includes the hit Break My Soul, was released in July. Beyonce teased it as only the first of a three-act project. Pressure mounted this past weekend on Adidas to cut ties with Ye over his recent anti-Semitic comments. The hashtag Boycott Adidas was trending as a video clip surfaced on social media in which the rapper formerly known as Kanye West says a German shoe company can't end their partnership. The thing about it being Adidas is like, I can say any anti-Semitic shit and they can't drop me, he said on Drink Champs. I can say anti-Semitic things and Adidas can't drop me. Now what? Some people speculated that Ye was referencing the fact that Adidas, which sells the Yeezy line of athletic shoes, was founded by brothers Adolf Dassler and Rudolf Dassler, who became members of the Nazi Party. Adidas announced earlier this month that the partnership with Ye was under review when he wore a shirt emblazoned with White Lives Matter at a fashion show in Paris. In a statement, the company said it made the move after repeated efforts to privately resolve the situation. But the company has been silent about Ye's anti-Semitic comments. On Saturday, it released the Adidas Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Salt, which quickly sold out. The Yeezy brand is worth a reported $1.7 billion US in annual sales to Adidas. Last week, the US-based Anti-Defamation League urged Adidas to ditch Ye over his increasingly strident anti-Semitic remarks. It called the company to reconsider supporting the Yeezy product line and issued a statement making clear that the Adidas company and community has no tolerance whatsoever for anti-Semitism. Ye came under fire as he shared a screenshot of text conversation with Diddy in which he told the hip-hop mogul, I'm using you as an example to show the Jewish people that told you to call me no one can threaten or influence me. I told you this was war. After the poster was removed on Instagram, Ye tweeted, I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The funny thing is that I can't actually be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew also. You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who opposes your agenda. He later wrote, who do you think created cancel culture? In an interview that aired last week, Ye said, I don't like the term anti-Semitic. It's been a term that allowed people specifically in my industry to get away with murder, sometimes literally, and actually getting away with robbing and doing that. I don't believe in that term. One thing is that black people are also Jew. I classify as Jew also, so I can't actually be an anti-Semite because the term is not factual. In another interview, Ye was asked if he regretted writing DEFCON 3, an apparent reference to military condition DEFCON. Ye replied, no, absolutely not. He eventually offered a qualifying apology. I will say I'm sorry for the people that I hurt with the DEFCON, the confusion that I called, he said. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for the latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.